The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Ayin Vov. The Gemara earlier here Menachas Taf Ayin Hamid Beis quotes a brisa. The Tanya learned in a brisa. Hayayimid umakriv Menachos Birushalayim. Someone was standing, and he was bringing the Karban Mincha B'Yerushalayim. Oymer, he says, Baruch Shehechiyonu V'Kimanu. He makes a bracha of Shehechiyonu. What does this mean? Who are we referring to? That's bringing a Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, and because he's bringing a Karban Mincha, he's obligated, he's mechuyev to make a bracha of Shehechiyonu. So there are a number of pshatim over here. We have two Rashis. Rashi on top. Rashi says two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says that it's referring to a kohen, and the kohen is bringing a karban mincha for the first time in his life. Rashi says, "Kegoyin shlehikiv kohen ze adayin mincha miyamov." This kohen never brought a mincha in his life. He's bringing a karban. It's not clear if he's bringing the first Karban Mincha, or maybe it's the first time that he's doing that Avodah in his life. So if he's doing a mitzvah for the first time, says Rashi, that's an appropriate time to make a bracha. Then Rashi says the second pshat, Oy sheikrav mincha chadosha, kigoyin mincha sa'oymer. It's not the pshat that he's doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life. He's doing a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. The halacha is that mitzvahs that come certain times of the year, you make a shechiyanu. Person shakes the lulav, he makes shechiyanu. On tkiyah shofar, you make a shechiyanu. A mitzvah that comes mizman lizman from time to time, that mitzvah, those mitzvahs require a shechiyanu. So therefore, we bring a karban ha'omer in the Beis HaMikdash once a year. You bring the karban ha'omer on Pesach. On the second day of Pesach. So this is a carbon. It's a mitzvah. That's bal mizman lizman. It comes at a set time during the year. And it comes after a certain interval of time. So this is the halacha. The halacha is that on such a mitzvah, on such a carbon, you would make a bracha of Shehechiyonu. So the second pshat of Rashi is not really a chiddush, but both pshatim and Rashi agree that the brayis is referring to a kohen. Rashi in Ksav Yad, Rashi on Banim, says two pshatim, similar to the two pshatim Rashi on top, but slightly different. Rashi on Banim says, in the first pshat, it's koyin shlehebi mincha b'shona zu. It's talking about a koyin who didn't bring a mincha this year. It sounds like it's not the first time in his life that this koyin is doing the avodah. It's not the first time in his life that he's bringing a karban mincha. It's a long time. It's a very unusual occasion. He doesn't do this often. And therefore, Rashi says that he doesn't, that's why he makes a Shehechiyonu. Rashi in Brachas and Daf Lamed Zayin Bebeis says very similar to this pshat. Rashi says, the heavy koyin minochas yom rab. The koyin hasn't brought the karb mincha, zayom, he just says yom rab. He doesn't say explicitly how much time. But Rashi over here says shonuzu. Then Rashi says another pshat. A fourth pshat, that we're not just talking about a kohen at all. We're actually talking about a non-kohen. We're talking about a Yisrael. Yisrael shalehevi mincha miyomov. He's talking about a Yisrael. Yisrael decides to bring a karban mincha for the first time in his life. So Yisrael is bringing a karban for the first time in his life. It's appropriate to say Shehechiyonu. So what we have over here are basically four pshat ben Rashi. According to one pshat, the second pshat in the top Rashi, it's not such a chiddush, it's a mincha sa'omer, it's a davar bal mizman lizman, this that you make a shechiyonu. Fine. It's like all the other mitzvahs that we make a shechiyonu. According to the first pshat in Rashi, it's a kohen who's bringing a mincha after a long period of time, it's also similar, it is somewhat of a chiddush, it's more of a chiddush than the first pshat that we said before. He's bringing the mincha after a long time period. According to the first pshat in Rashi on top and the second pshat in Rashi on bottom, we are talking about somebody who is doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life. Rashi on top says it's referring to the kohen the first time he does the mitzvah. He does the avodah. And Rashi on bottom says it's talking about the first time that Yisrael brings a carbon. So he's doing a mitzvah by bringing the carbon, even though he's not actually doing the avodah. But either way, Rashi is saying there is a chiddush that he's doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life. There's one final pshat, and this is the pshat in Tosis. Tosis over here, Menachos, and Tosis and Bracha says the same pshat. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshatim. Tosis says, to say that it's talking about Yisrael, it's not mashma like that, because the next line in the Braisa discusses what happens when he decides to eat the mincha, then he has to make a bracha of Amitzilech min ha'aretz. So it doesn't seem like the Braisa is referring to a Yisrael, because Yisrael will not eat the mincha. According to Rashi, you could say the beginning of the Braisa and the end of the Braisa are talking about two different people, two different cases. But Tosis doesn't like that. The other pshat, Rashi said that Tosis doesn't like, says that Kohen Shalehevi Mincha B'Shon Azu, that it's a Kohen who didn't bring this Mincha. It sounds like the Kohen is bringing his own Mincha. If the Kohen is bringing his own Mincha, Tais has a different problem. That how could the Braisa say that anyone is eating this Mincha? We learned the Gemara said earlier, the Pasuk in Chumash that says that whenever a Kohen brings a Mincha, there is no part of the Mincha which is eaten. The only time a Mincha is eaten is when Yisrael brings the Mincha. Then you do the Kmitza and the rest gets eaten. And the kohen goes on the mizbech, but by carbon of a mincha is a special pasuk that says the mincha's kohen is kol. We burn the entire thing on the mizbech, and the kohen doesn't eat anything. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that it's referring to the carbon of a kohen. So therefore, Tosis says that it's referring to a kohen who's coming and doing the avodah of a Yisrael's mincha. He's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's doing the avodah. What's the chiddush that he makes a shachianu? What's the braisa referring to? So Tosis says that we know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. All the Kohanim in Klal Yisrael were divided into 24 groups, and each group had a turn. They used to rotate, and every week a different group of Kohanim would go up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This way, over a period of time, all the Kohanim would have a schus to do the Avodah. So therefore, there's 24 weeks in this cycle. There's about 50 weeks in the year. Every kohen gets a chance to do the avodah twice a year. 2 times 24 is 48, and some will get a chance more often than that, not for the other 2 weeks of the year. So therefore, Tosis says, every time a kohen goes up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avodah, says Tosis, it's a mitzvah that he hasn't done in a long time. It's a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. We said before that the major mitzvahs that we make a shechianu on, this that we make a shechianu on mitzvahs that come izman lizman, we make the bracha of shechianu on something shechianu v'kimanu lizman hazeh, that there is a certain time to do the mitzvah, and the time comes every so often. So too over here, there's a mitzvah for the kohen to do avodah. However, he doesn't do it so often. When does he do it? He gets to do it once in a while. He gets to do it twice a year, once every half year. So therefore, Tosis says that's the occasion, and that's why he makes the bracha of a shechianu. The question is, Tosis Pshat makes a lot of sense. Why doesn't Rashi like Tosis Pshat? Why does Rashi not agree, and Rashi is busy giving, we have four possible different pshatim in Rashi, why doesn't Rashi give it Tosis? Why doesn't Rashi say that we're talking about a kohen is doing avodah in Beis HaMikdash, and he sends us a mitzvah to do avodah, and he comes mizman lizman, comes twice a year, that's why you do the avodah. So the Brisker Rav over here in the Kisvi Agriz and Menachos says that he doesn't like Tosis Pshat. He says like this. He says, true, it's very true that since there are 24 Mishmaris, so technically and practically speaking, every Kayin doesn't get a chance to do the Avodah. Only gets a chance to do the Avodah twice a year, once every half year. That's true. However, it's not a halacha in the mitzvah. When we say that you make a bracha on a lulav and esrig, because the mitzvah comes at a certain time, it comes mizman lizman, you can only be if mikayim the mitzvah lulav and esrig during that time, at that time of the year. You have a mitzvah to shake the lulav, you have a mitzvah to blow the shofar, and you can only do these mitzvahs at certain times. The rest of the year, there is no mitzvah. And therefore, that's why you make a shechianu. This that there's a mitzvah to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to avoid the entire year. Every single day of the year you do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a mitzvah for a kohen to do the avoidah. Now you have a problem because they don't let, they had to make a deal where every kohen wanted to get a chance to do the avoidah. So this kohen gave up his chus, his right to do the avoidah this week, and instead he got his chus to do it a different week. But really the mitzvah is constant. And more than that, the Brisker Rav says, we even find that it's possible for a kohen to do avodah more often. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that if a kohen brings his own carbon, he wants to bring his own carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he has the right to do the avodah himself. It's a different Mishmar this week. It makes no difference. The halachas of Mishmar only when someone comes and he doesn't do that, he's not doing that avoid himself, or Yisrael who can't do that avoid himself. But a kohen who has the ability to do that avoid himself, he can bring a carbon every once and do that avoid. So what do we mean that this mitzvah only comes mizvan lizvan and therefore you should make a shechiyonu? So the Biskarov says that he doesn't understand why you would say such a thing that the kohen would make a shechiyonu on this mitzvah. So that's the case. So we can suggest that Rashi disagreed with Tosis because he disagrees with the logic. Rashi doesn't hold that this is considered a mitzvah haba mizman lizman in order to make a shechiyonu on something that technically you could do every day. The Pnei Yeshua in Brachas over there in Lamed Zayin Amid Beis says a different explanation why Rashi doesn't want to learn like Tosis. Pnei Yeshua says, true, that there's a rule that we make a shechiyonu on a mitzvah that's ba mizman lizman, that comes at certain time periods. However, a mitzvah that's fairly often, you wouldn't make a shechiyonu. So what exactly is the shir? What's the rule? How often do you have to perform a mitzvah in order for it not to be considered lizman lizman? Meaning, how infrequently will you have to have the mitzvah come in order to say, well, this mitzvah comes rarely, it comes only at a certain time, and then, therefore, you make a shechiyonu. Pnei Yeshua says that in order to make a shechiyonu on a mitzvah, on something that comes infrequently, mizman lizman, it has to be a mitzvah that is no more frequent than once a year. We said earlier, we have examples of a lulav. Lulav, you only have a mitzvah once a year. Shofar, tkiya shofar, you only have a mitzvah once a year. Ner Chanukah, we also make a shachiyanu, it's also. The mitzvah only comes at one time period during the year. But, if you would have a mitzvah that comes more often, a mitzvah that comes more often than once a year, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Rashi holds that on such a mitzvah, you would not make a shachiyanu. Therefore, what is Taisus saying? Taisus wants to say that it's bal mizman lizman, and therefore this that the kohen does that avodah is you can make a bracha of a shechiyonu, but a kohen does that avodah twice a year. It's more often than once a year. If we only do avodah once a year, then Taisus would be correct. You would be able to make a shechiyonu. However, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi disagrees and says you only make a shechiyonu on something that comes once a year. Not if it's more frequent, then you wouldn't make a shechiyonu. So therefore, Rashi disagrees with Taisus, and Rashi has to say a different pshat. In fact, regarding this halacha that the Pnei Yeshua says that you would only make a shechiyonu on something that comes once a year, the truth is that the Avudram, one of the Rishonim, says not like that. The Avudram is discussing why it comes to the mitzvah to say halal. That we know there's a mitzvah to say halal on Yom Tov, and there's a mitzvah to say halal other times of the year. We say halal on Rosh Chodesh. So most of the other times of the year that we say halal, there are also times where anyways make a shechiyonu either because we're doing other mitzvahs, or you make a shechiyonu because of the Yom Tov itself. When on the Yom Tov, every Yom Tov has a shechiyonu even when there's no mitzvah. The Yom Tov of Shavuos has no other mitzvah and we still make a shechiyonu. That's a different type of brach of shechiyonu. But nevertheless, we wouldn't make a shechiyonu on halal because it's included in the shechiyonu on the Yom Tov. However, every month Rosh Chodesh we say we say halal and there's no shechiyonu. So the Avudram wants to know why don't we make a shechiyonu every month on Rosh Chodesh on the halal? Halal is a mitzvah. So the Avudram says lemaisa, you say halal on Rosh Chodesh once a month. It's something that comes every 29 or 30 days. Therefore, the Avudram says, "Lo imotzanu shechiyonu bepachis mishloishim yoyim." There's no such thing as making a shechiyonu on something that occurs less than once in 30 days. So the Avudram seems to say very clearly that in order to make a shechiyonu, something that's considered mizman lizman, it has to be something that happens at least once every 31 days. It has to be something that's less frequently than 30 days. Now, where does he get the 30 days from? So, makes sense. There's a halacha also. There's a third type of third area where you make a brach of shechiyonu. And a person makes a brach of shechiyonu if he meets a friend that he hasn't seen in 30 days. So, that's not a mitzvah. You're not making shechiyonu on a mitzvah, but you're making shechiyonu on the hischachus, the fact that there's something new. Why is it new? It's new because he hasn't seen him in 30 days. He didn't hear anything about him in 30 days. So therefore we see that this idea of hischachus only happens after 30 days. So therefore we can suggest that's where the Avudram is coming from. So what we have over here, it seems, that we have three different shiurim of what's considered davar ba mizman lizman. Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua understands, says that a davar ba mizman lizman, that you make a shachiyonu, is something which happens as only once a year. More than once a year, you wouldn't make a shachiyonu. Taisus seems to disagree, and in Taisus we see at least something that happens twice a year. That's already enough to make a shachiyonu. Perhaps even if it's more often. And the Avodram says it has to be less frequently than 30 days. It could be that the Avodram and Taisus agree. In fact, the Magen Avraham in Simin Tavchav Beis of Cotton Hay brings the Avodram and he disagrees with the Avodram. Because according to the Avodram, once it's more than 30 days, you'd make a shachiyonu. And the Magen Avraham says no. Magen Avraham says in order to make a shachiyonu, it has to be something that occurs at least as infrequently as twice a year. What's the source of the Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham says, look in our Tosis. Our Tosis says that something that happens twice a year is a davar ba mizman lizman, and therefore you can make a shachiyonu. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, it's even Tosis that it's not dependent upon once in 30 days. What it really depends upon is as once every half year. So therefore we see clearly that there is a machloikis over here, and it would seem to be a machloikis Rashi, between Rashi and Tosis, how infrequently something has to come in order to make a shachiyonu, a mitzvah in order to make a shachiyonu. Now, if we ask the question the other way, why doesn't the Tosis learn like Rashi? Now, Tosis says different reasons. Tosis says by us reasons why he doesn't learn like Rashi, that he says that it doesn't make sense if it's a mincha of a kohen or if it's a Yisrael that he should be making a shachiyonu because he can't eat it. But what about the other pshatim in Tosis? Well, other pshatim in Rashi. What about if it's talking, Rashi says a pshat that it's a kohen who's doing avodah for the first time in his life? What's wrong with that pshat? Why can't Tosis learn like the pshat in Rashi that it's a kohen who's doing the avodah for the first time in his life, and therefore because he's doing the avodah, even if it's not his carbon, even if someone else's carbon, so therefore he will make a shachiyonu? So in fact, it would seem from the fact that Tosis doesn't hold like he disagrees with Rashi, and he says a different pshat, that Tosis would disagree with this yisoid. Because really, Rashi over here is saying a very big chiddush. And in fact, this chiddush is a machloikas ha-poskim. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Chavches Siv Beis, the Rama says that there are those who hold that the first time in a person's life that he performs the mitzvah of shechita, when he shechts an animal, which is a mitzvah, or the first time in his life after you shecht the animal, there's a mitzvah, if you shecht the chaya, the mitzvah is to cover the blood that falls on the floor, the mitzvah of kisui adam. So the first time in a person's life that a person performs the mitzvah of shechita or kisui, the Rama brings rishonim who hold that you make a shechiyonu. So you see, this concept that Rashi says is mentioned in Halacha, that the first time a person does a mitzvah, he will make a shachiyonu. In fact, the Poskim in Aruch Chaim and Simen Chav Beis discuss this regarding other mitzvahs. First time a person performs the mitzvah of tzitzis. Perhaps, maybe, the first time he's doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, he should make a shachiyonu. Okay? So usually, a person is performing the mitzvah of tzitzis even before his bar mitzvah, way before. But what about the mitzvah of tefillin? Mitzvah of tefillin, a ketanim do not put on tefillin until they become bar mitzvah, or almost bar mitzvah. So, as someone who katan who becomes a gadol, and he's putting on tefillin for the first time, he's about to start doing a mitzvah for the first time in his life, he never did this mitzvah before, should he make a shachiyonu? So according to this Rama, the sheet of the Rama and of Rashi, it would make sense that the first time you're performing a mitzvah, you would make a shachiyonu. In fact, the Bir Halacha Tzimun Chav Beis brings that it's a machloikis ha-poiskim. Who are the poiskim that disagree? So we can say again, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Could be Tosis didn't like Rashi's pshat, because Tosis holds that the first time you're performing a mitzvah, very nice, the first time you're doing it, there's a hischachus that you're doing a mitzvah for the first time. However, the truth is, today you're doing it for the first time, but it's the first day of the rest of your life. The rest of your life you're going to put on tefillin. The rest of your life you're going to do all these mitzvahs, very frequent timetable. So in such a case, it makes sense. Taisa says, no, that's not the way you make a brach of shachiyonu. The brach of shachiyonu is on a davar abo mizman lizman, something that comes infrequently. It has to be the simch of doing it now together with the fact that he doesn't do it too often. But something that has a simch because he's doing it now for the first time, but he's going to do it every day thereafter, there Taisa and these other poskim will hold that you would not make a shachiyonu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-3733. Va'ad. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.